Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Roland, would you share a Bible verse about today's topic?
Sure, I have a verse for you. Today's topic is truth. And I begin by talking about Christianity, but I very soon transition into the topic of truth because Christianity is very closely connected with the truth. Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And he also says, and this is the passage that I would like to share with you. It's so beautiful. It's from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63. And Jesus says, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." Christ's words had life in them. They quickened. It's a beautiful old-fashioned term. They quickened. They sparked. They began a new life in the person who responded to the words. And by responding to the words, the person was responding to the truth. The truth from God that has life in it and that quickens and gives life. A special kind of life from God, eternal life, and an eternal rapport and relationship with the Father through Christ. That's today's topic.
Thank you.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Stand Back from Worry. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm stopping by to talk about Christianity. What a beautiful thing Christianity is. And no matter how you look at it, it's beautiful, and I know that some people have gotten into positions of power with wrong ideas, and down through the ages, there have been some bad things that happened in the name of Christianity, but you know what? Those people weren't true Christians. True Christians are people who love God, or let's put it another way, they love the truth. They love the truth so much that the day comes when they're willing to let their pride be humbled by the truth. You see, the truth is a living thing. It is a real thing. It is not just a word. It's not something that's just written on a page, although what is written on a page bears witness to the truth. It's not just a word spoken by someone, although those words can bear witness to the truth. The truth itself is alive. It is from God, and it is very, very powerful. In fact, in the beginning, God spoke the universe into existence. And everything that God does is true. And people who love the truth, see, the truth is a palpable thing. You can feel it when you tell a lie, for example, about somebody, and then afterwards you feel bad. You can feel it when you're speaking way too boldly about something that you really don't know anything about, or you're making something up and all of a sudden you feel a little bit of fear. You can sense it when somebody is doing something that's really wrong. They're saying something really wrong or doing something really wrong. You can sense that there is violence being committed against the truth, and you sense it. You can feel the power of truth when somebody speaks so directly, so guilelessly, and it's like a shock. You maybe can remember some time in your life when you were standing there with somebody and you said something that was not true, and they suddenly said, "Liar, liar." You could feel it deep. It penetrated. You knew it when you were acting out, when you were doing things that weren't right, and somebody had the courage to tell you the truth. And they said it boldly and directly. They weren't pandering to you. They weren't trying to soften their words. They weren't trying to embellish their words. They just said the plain and simple truth to you about what you were doing, and it really struck you. Or maybe when you were kids, when you were teens or something, a couple of you guys were doing something that wasn't right, and somebody caught you, you know, a neighbor or a relative or a parent, a teacher, a coach, an older kid who was basically a good guy. They caught you. They caught you stealing or doing some kind of vandalism or something. And, oh boy, you could really feel it. When they looked at you and what they said to you, you could feel that the truth was striking home. It strikes home, that's it.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with principles of Christian stress management for over 34 years. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com.
Now, do you understand when it says in the Bible that the truth is powerful? It's like a two-edged sword, and it cuts right through. It gets right down to the nitty-gritty. So the truth is powerful, but we begin to avoid it, don't we? We avoid it because in the light of truth, you would see it would dash your pride. It would cut through pretense and lies and half-truths and evasions. Sometimes the way somebody just looks at you, you're there and you're saying something, once again, it's not right what you're saying. And you see, they're looking at you. They just look at you as if they were looking right through you. And you sense your own wrong in the presence of truth. Now, the truth is not their eye. It's not the particular way that they look at you, but it's the way they look at you makes you aware of the truth. And that truth is powerful. So now, do you understand? Words can make us aware of the truth. Somebody catching you doing something wrong, and you become aware of the truth. You yourself suddenly become aware of your own. You're doing something that's not right. You're hurting somebody or you're being dishonest, and you sense it deeply within, and that's the truth, the presence of truth. All right? So now, having said all of that, the Bible bears witness to what God has said and what he has done in history. It bears witness to how people have avoided him and over again have betrayed him and rejected him. The words written on the page of the Bible, they were inspired, and those are inspired words that bear witness to reality. So the truth is a very powerful thing, and you need to have the truth as an active agent in your life so that you are in line with it, you are coming from it, you respect it and love it, you bear witness to it. If you live according to this truth of which I speak from God, then your life bears witness to that truth. Now, if you don't live according to the truth, and you're messing up, or you're being phony, or you're lying, or you're deceiving, or you're being deceptive, or you're being selfish, and so on, then your life also bears witness to the truth in that you're wrong. Is clear for anybody who has eyes to see you're wrong, and then you pay the consequences for it, don't you? You bear the consequences, and those bear witness to the truth. All right, but wouldn't it be better to be aligned with the truth and then live from that truth? Then you would have no conflict with truth. See, when somebody catches you doing something wrong and they boldly point it out, and you know that you're wrong, you know it deeply, okay, then you sense some kind of a conflict between you and the truth, some kind of something out of whack. But if you were aligned with the truth, then there would be no conflict. You wouldn't have conflict with God anymore. Yeah, you might have conflict with people in the world if you bear witness to the truth and speak up boldly and honestly and truly, they may not like it. All right, but you wouldn't have conflict with God.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books? His latest book, Sleepwalking Christians, is available now at Amazon.com. Most of Roland's books are available in Kindle edition and quality paperback. Roland's book, Sleepwalking Christians, is also available as an audiobook. Just visit Amazon.com and type Roland Trujillo in the search bar.
Now, the other thing is that if you are lined up with the truth, your words then have some kind of power. They have an effect. So how do you get lined up with the truth? You have to get perfectly aligned with it, so that there's none of your ego in it, there's no emotion in it, there's no deceptive thinking in it, there's no thoughts about selfish advantage or worried about the outcome, or there's no goal that you have of what you're trying to accomplish, just pure, what's the word to use? It's just pure. And that is how you are perfectly aligned with the truth. You speak the truth spontaneously without thought of the outcome. See, without fear of loss of somebody's approval, loss of anything. You just simply say the truth or live the truth because you love the truth. And you just say it. You speak spontaneously without a thought of the outcome. You don't pre-plan what you're going to say. You just blurt it out. You blurt it out. See? And there's no emotion in it either. It's pure, untainted. There it is, right there. That's how you have to live. Christ said, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. In other words, if you give something to somebody, just give it. Don't think about what you're losing or what you're going to get out of it. See, just give it. That's all. Of course, on the other hand, if you don't give to somebody, all right, you just don't. But what I want you to see is that there's a way of living. The Israelitish people, when you read in the New Testament or the Old Testament about sin, it's an archery term. It's missing the mark. You're aiming for a certain point on the board, maybe the bullseye. You're aiming for that, and you miss the mark. That's what sin is. It's missing the mark. So if you speak, you add emotion, or you soften what you're going to say because you don't want to offend, or you're worried about losing something, or you speak because you want to get something, or you have an agenda in mind, you have a goal in mind. See, anything that you add or subtract, anything that you add or subtract, then it's not perfect. You miss the mark. You see?
Speaking spontaneously is right. The Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. You stop running it through your intellect and speak spontaneously. The other person sees that and they respect that. They love that good in you, which is not you, it's from God. Because you want what is right more than who is right. When they love that in you, it's the same as loving God. When your child grows up, the good they saw, they respect and loved. And when they grow up, at some point they transfer that love to God. You awaken people to the light, and you awaken them to what's right. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
You see, when I'm speaking here, I'm trying to convey something to you that is beyond words. And so sometimes I hem and haw a little bit, or I stutter a little bit, or I'm searching for the way to say something, because I'm trying to put into words what is that, something beyond words. Today we're talking about the truth, how it's very powerful. It's like a two-edged sword. It cuts right to the quick, see? But for those of you who love the truth, it's also beautiful. You love hearing it. You love people that are honest and truthful, and you love justice, see? And the truth is also comforting to know that it's there. Okay. It's like maybe you have a good dad. He's a really, really good dad. And he stands for what is right. He's not mean. He's not rigid. He just kind of stands for what's right. He's a good guy. All right? Some of you have a dad. He's in the military or was in the military. Or he's a good law enforcement officer, perhaps, or he's a fireman or an accountant. He could be a plumber. He could be a delivery person. It doesn't matter. But the point I'm trying to make is that his life somehow bears witness to something good and true. All right? And you love that. And you love to know that he's there. Okay? Even though you sometimes mess up. Yeah, you mess up. Or you're selfish. Or you're taking drugs. Or you're doing something that you know he wouldn't approve of, and you know that it's wrong, and it makes you ashamed. You don't want him to know, but something about him being there is a comfort. See what I mean? So the truth is like that. And so if you're aligned with it, you speak the truth, you live the truth. But I want you to see that there are many people who use words of truth, but when they speak, there's some selfishness in it. There's some pride in it. The other problem is that when people are prideful or they have an agenda of some sort, then error creeps in. Why? Because their pride blinds them. See, their pride somehow blinds them to the truth, and then they start to become a spokesperson for error, for wrong ideas, or emotions interfere. So all of these things interfere. As soon as something interferes, then error can creep in. So now you can understand in very simple, basic terms, based upon what I've just said, you can see why it is important to be calm, because emotion immediately makes the waters troubled, and you can't see the perfect, you can't see the perfect way to go. And emotions interfere with your ability to express the truth perfectly. So it's important to be calm.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
And all of the things that are not so good, being too emotional, being resentful, being selfish, all of those things interfere. All right? Now, it would be one thing if you knew all that, which you actually do, you already know that. What do they say? The truth is self-evident. So you already know that. But if you were just left then knowing that and seeing that you're selfish, seeing that you're emotional, seeing that you become resentful, seeing that you become angry, see that you have an agenda, see that you're selfish, you would see all of that. Okay. But you wouldn't be able to change yourself because that's your nature. That's what you inherit. You inherit that from your parents all the way back to Adam and Eve. So that is the fallen nature. What does it say in the Bible? Paul says that the fallen nature has enmity with God. Adam fell away from God, and then he had to build defenses to protect himself from the truth and from reality and to try to get by in this sorry state, separated from God. So all these psychological mechanisms and denial and avoiding and evading and compensating, see, all of these things, all these substitutes for living in God's light, in his presence, in the truth. But ever so often, somebody would come along, like a David, for example. David loved the truth so much, he loved it. And God said that David was a man after his own heart. See? Anyway, continuing with the thought, if we were left with this selfish nature without any hope of a change from it, it would be terrible. But God made provision for you to be able to have a new nature. He made provision for you to be able to start to align with the truth. He reaches out, and when somebody cries out to him, and their cry is sincere, it's without words. The cry of the soul is silent and without complaint. And God hears it, and he responds, and he draws near to you, and you sense the truth, but now you don't resist it anymore. And now, instead of resenting the truth, you admit it. And what is it? It's a humbling. It humbles the soul. It's called repentance, isn't it? It humbles the soul. And all the defenses are down. And you're just glad. You're glad to know the truth you want because you want to come clean. You just want to come clean. And God makes that possible. So all the things that he does, and he sent Christ, and all of these things make it possible for this lying, selfish self that you are stuck with right now to be transformed, just like a caterpillar can become a beautiful butterfly. God can make you into a beautiful butterfly. And it all begins with responding to the truth. What does it say? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The beautiful words of Jesus awoke, quickened, brought back to life people who loved what he said and loved where he was coming from. It all begins with hearing and responding to the truth. All right? Let it permeate your being. Let it penetrate instead of always fighting it off. See? And besides, it's just this prideful nature And it's not even your own prideful nature. Whatever this prideful nature you have is, that's not your own either. But the truth is powerful. It can humble the pride. It can cut through all the fog. It can clarify. It can do all kinds of wonderful things when you are willing to admit some things instead of always denying the truth and fighting it and trying to save this pride that you have, this ugly pride. See, just know the truth and let that pride be humbled a little bit.
Have you heard about Roland's new sitting quietly exercise? You all know biofeedback for calming down and de-stressing. Well, that is what Roland's sitting quietly exercise is. But Roland says that it is also very spiritual, and the spirituality is in its simplicity. Why not check it out? Just go to sheddingshackles.com and look for sitting quietly. Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out Sitting Quietly? Just go to sheddingshackles.com and look for Sitting Quietly.
Yeah, give it a try. Couldn't hurt. When you're calmer, it's easier to pray. Let's put it that way. When you're not upset, it's easier to find patience. And it's easier to say what is wise instead of saying the wrong thing. The sitting quietly exercise is very, very simple. It's sitting quietly and learning to be still with your soul. And sitting quietly will get you started. And some of you like to put one toe in the water. So yeah, try the sitting quietly exercise, and then you could graduate to the regular meditation if you like. So that's today's program. Oh, and it's totally free, of course, totally free. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.